Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
The Steve Cochran Show. Without Steve Cochran this morning, Andre Darlis, Dave Bennett here. Time for Breakfast with the Blackhawk. It is sponsored by MB Financial Bank, and we welcome in number 51 from your red-hot, white-hot Chicago Blackhawks, Brian Campbell. Your boy Cochran's on injured reserve. Soup, do you think this is a big area of concern for the Blackhawks with the playoffs only 8 games away?
Well, hopefully he's only week to week, so we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully he can get back in time to get in shape and get his legs back.
Well, we would hope so, although I don't think his legs are really a problem right now. More his voice. But
So that's upper body, right, above the waist?
That would be upper body. Okay. So, I mean, maybe you need, on your way out of town here on this road trip, you need to swing by and kind of give him a little pep talk, get him up and going. What do you think?
Yeah, he needs some good tea to fix that voice up.
There you go. See, and maybe soup and a sandwich.
There you go.
No longer Mr. Hot Soup.
Oh, little chicken
soup. Little
soup. How cool would that be?
There we go, not hot tea.
Soup drops him off some Campbell's chicken noodle.
How about that?
Yeah.
Good idea.
That might work.
74.
Brian's going, no way.
Yeah, no
way. It's like I have better things to do.
I got to pack. I got to get going. 74 games down, 8 to go, 102 points. Only Washington has more, and only 2 more. You're tied with the Capitals for most victories. An 8-point lead now over Minnesota. The Wild does have a game in hand. But just amazing as the way this team took control of the division, leapfrogged Minnesota and the Western Conference now. And have you been with a team, Brian? You've been with some very good teams. You've been with Stanley Cup champions, but have you ever been with a team this hot for this extended period of time in a season?
Yeah, you know, we played pretty. We got a lot of points at the start of the season, but we didn't play very well. And, you know, and then we went in that stretch where we were really playing well, and I think it was in January there. Our team was really clicking, so, you know, we're just, dominating teams, I felt like. Now, you know, we're kind of back. We're winning some games, kind of a little ugly. So, you know, I think that's our focus now over the next 8 games is to get our game ready to go at the top of the level that we need to be at. So once we hit game 1, we're ready to go. But there's a lot of talent in this team. It's a good team. We just if we're clicking, you know, I think we can compete and I think we can beat anybody. So it's going to be interesting. But I think, you know, we want to ramp it up a little bit. This homestand, we got points and we got the job done, but it wasn't pretty.
You know, we talked all year about the young talent, and it seems like every few weeks another guy is added to the mix, and Hayden being the latest. What have you seen from him in his first week and a half in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, he's a big, strong kid. So, you know, I think he'll throw his weight around, and you know, he'll shoot the puck in areas, so he's not afraid of doing that. So overall, he wants to contribute, wants to help out, and he's a good kid. So, you know, it'll be interesting. He wants to learn. You know, I know the game is so much different when we're playing every other day compared to college hockey. So, you know, he's always asking questions, you know, how to get better and how to get ready for games and everything. So, you know, he wants the best out of himself. So I think it's just going to help our team.
Brian, do you have a feeling that Crow was going to have a big night last night coming off the Vancouver game?
Well, you know, we made him have a big game the way we played, but I think anytime you know, a goalie comes out like Eddie Belfour for that one more shift, you know, Crow put on a pretty good display for him last night. So, you know, he definitely stole us the points last night.
Mary Sandberg Boyle, Comcast Sportsnet, I believe, has a question for you.
I do, Brian. Do you have any feelings going back to Florida?
It'll be fun. I think I'm going to go for dinner with a couple guys. But
Are you going to go with your former D partner, Cutie Aaron Ekblad?
Yeah, I talked to him, so I'm hopefully going to meet up with him tonight. So he's I really enjoyed my time with him, and he's a great guy. So, you know, that's about it. I think I enjoyed my time there. I don't think I was attached there as much as obviously I am here. But it'll be good to go back, see some faces, and, you know, as a part of my wife, Lauren, and I's life, you know, forever, and Harper, our kids were both live there. So it'll be it leaves a great memory in our lives. So it'll be nice to get back there.
All right. This is probably a very good segue. We have more to talk to Brian Campbell about, but we want to read to you. We want to ask you, or actually read the question of the week from Michelle Kowal from Joliet. The question for you this week, Brian, speaking of this, do you ever find yourself hesitating or being not as aggressive on delivering a hit to one of your former teammates?
I think a little bit. I think, you know, sometimes, you know, I've had it happen to me to be before where, you know, the guy, they're like, okay, heads up, I'm coming, you know. So there's always a little banter and chatter, you know, I think to help guys out, you know, because that's the thing. At the end of the day, nobody's, you know, trying to do anything to anybody. Obviously, playoffs is a different story. It's a grind, and you're trying to play physical to wear down. But I think definitely, you know, in the regular season, there is some talk like that on the ice where, you know, it's hard for fans to hear. Nobody's going to hear that. It's like, okay, I'm coming. I got to hit you. Because if they don't hit you, then the coach is going to be mad at them. But I think they do let up a little bit.
Nothing like get up, old man. Nothing like that. A little smack talk.
No, not like that.
And guys understand that too, right? I mean, did you have a chance to catch up with Sharpie last night?
I did not. I got to text him today. I was after the game. I was a little. I was busy in the room there after, so I didn't. But definitely said hi to him on the ice.
This Florida trip seems like more often than not when the Blackhawks have played there, having been gone for 5 years. I don't know if you recall this. It seems like they've normally been back to back games. Florida one night, Tampa Bay the other night. Then it would be the next night, and here you have a day off in between the two games in Florida. So what happens there? Do you guys stay down in South Florida? Do you travel after the game? Do you travel the next morning up to Tampa? How does that work?
We'll travel after the game in South Florida to Tampa. So we'll be there. What day do we play?
You play there Monday night.
I can't remember days, the amount we're playing right now. After Saturday's game, we'll head to Tampa. And head there, and then we'll have kind of like the whole Sunday kind of, whether we have practice or not, off that day.
That's good.
The Kaner goal last night in the shootout, Brian, and I guess that's just normal now, but that was something. When you're seeing him do the stick handling, you see it all the time. Do you still get amazed?
Well, for sure. I didn't think he was going to be going five-hole back there. Like, it's amazing. I thought he might try and go backhand and try to go upstairs on him, but you know, these goalies are so good, but he makes the goalie look like, you know, oh, I know what he's exactly going to do, and then I'm going to cross him up again. And how quick that stuff is unbelievable. Panarin's goal was unbelievable. How he had him lean in left, and he just kind of like fake shot, kind of just went backhand, and he had that whole corner. And believe me, it's not as easy for people at home, you know, for the rest of us guys out there on the ice to be able to do that. So I know some people are like, oh, I could do that. But believe me, when there's 18 other guys on the team that can't do it, it's pretty special.
I mean, I used to crush it in floor hockey. I would do that move all the time. It was just like
same
nothing.
Same move?
Yeah, identical.
Did you keep your stick to the ice, like Q said earlier this week? Keep your stick on the ice? Well, on the floor?
Yeah, I don't know if I did that.
Hey, we have a Mary Simberg Boy Comcast Sports that had a great idea. Instead of promotion, you know, there's promotional items like bobblehead night and floppy hat night. There should be like Brian Campbell's own can of soup. So they give that out as a promotional item with your picture on it.
Yeah, that's I do get the odd soup can left on my front door around here.
Do you really?
Game or something. So yeah, I have gotten that a few times this year. So It's pretty funny.
Is it any particular kind of soup? I mean, I know it's Campbell's,
usually tomato.
Tomato? That's good. Good choice.
Soup here when Carmen was going off on how much he loves lentil soup?
I don't think he was.
Chance to throw you under the bus there. Yeah, Carmen was saying his favorite soup is lentil.
Something wrong with the lentil, right, Brian?
Hey, if you're at the odd time, it's all right. I don't mind it.
Oh, thank you.
The broth,
so sweet.
Right?
Thank you. Are you still alive in your NCAA tournament bracket?
No. That ship got sailed once Duke sails home.
And once Gonzaga beat Northwestern, Mark. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, right.
All right, so you're going to stop by and see Steve, right, and give him a little pep talk before you guys head for Florida.
Yeah, we're out this afternoon, so I'm going to head over there, bring him. I like the soup idea. Get him some warm soup, and off I go.
I know he'll appreciate that. Have a great trip. Enjoy your return to South Florida tomorrow night. We'll have it right here on WGN, and keep it going.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.